Have you ever had the creepy experience of talking about a product or place, and then suddenly ads show up for it on your Facebook feed or in your email or on your other apps? You may not be totally paranoid and thinking that your devices are listening to you. Here to tell us more about that is Professor Raghib Hassan, Associate Professor of Computer Science at the University of Alabama, Birmingham, and director of the Secret Lab at that same institution. Dr. Hassan, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So, does it feel to you like our devices are listening to us?
Well, certainly our devices have the capability of listening to us. And many applications have been caught actually snooping on us, either through listening to our audio or tracking our locations, tracking people who are friends with us, and so on. So definitely there's a lot of tracking going on. And the problem is that we are carrying these devices everywhere with us.
Yeah.
So these devices have eyes and ears. So whatever we are doing, whatever we are listening to or talking to, and whoever we are meeting with, all of this information can be actually tracked by these apps.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed, for example, when I turn my phone on, that the little arrow for GPS comes on every time. It goes off after a couple of minutes, but it's like, huh? Why does it need to know that?
Yes. Many applications actually ask for more permissions they actually need to operate. So when you install an application on Android phone or other phones, sometimes they ask for different kind of permissions. Now, maybe an application like Google Maps has the need to track your GPS, but sometimes things as benign as like games or others, they ask for these permissions. That leads to the suspicions that these applications are actually tracking all this information and either selling it to other third parties or starting new ads based on what you're doing.
Yeah, because why would a game need to know what your exact location is or things like that, huh?
Yes, unless it's a geocaching game, which okay. It does need location, but most right. Games will not really need your location.
Are there any of the really popular apps that are especially notorious for this?
Well, Google Maps actually by default tracks your location 24/7. So if you have installed mapping apps like Google Maps, there is a location history tab that's turned on by default. So you can go there and see that it has recorded all the places you have visited in the past.
Wow.
And that information is used by Google to serve you ads or ask you for or create a location profile of you.
And
now, this option is actually turned on by default. You have to go in and turn it off if you don't want to be tracked.
And that means having to figure out how to do that, doesn't it?
Yes.
Isn't always the simplest thing to do.
Yeah.
And how is it, though, that things seem to get transmitted so quickly? Because, I mean, literally, you can be maybe searching for some simple product, and the next thing you know, every site that you go to is pushing that product on you from different vendors. You know, what's going on there in the background?
The way it works is that there's a huge advertisement and tracking economy out there. So a lot of these companies are linked with each other through this ads serving networks or tracking networks. So it doesn't matter that you went to a website to look for something. Most of these websites have things called tracking cookies or invisible things hidden inside the web page that actually notes a location. And this information is actually shared with many other websites which are part of the ad network. So suddenly, the moment you go to a website, suddenly the next website you go to, they can serve ads based on the previous websites you have visited. The same goes for things like searching or buying things on Amazon. So whenever I do that, the next time I go to Facebook, I'll see ads from the companies I've been searching at. So all of these things are linked together because a lot of these websites or companies, they get this information and then they sell to third parties, which is then used to serve you ads or sell you stuff.
And that sounds like you're just describing the so-called legitimate apps and their processes, right?
But yes, but think about it. I never gave permission to any of these websites to track me and then serve ads to me, right? Yeah. They actually do stop, but I have to go there and tell them to stop doing this or disable their cookies and other stuff to make them stop.
Yeah.
So it's not really like it's completely legitimate. It's kind of like a gray area.
Yeah. Yeah. How about, are there other apps that are actually actively malicious in terms of turning on sensors in your phone that you never even thought about wanting or needing turned on when you're using that
app?
Well,
a few years ago, there was a startup that was caught. What it was doing was that a lot of the games were actually using this startup's code in their app, game apps, and that app would actually listen to whatever you're watching. So if you're in front of TV, whatever TV programs you're watching, the game, that code will actually capture that sound and send it back to the advertisers to keep track of what users are watching. So that's an example of information being passed around without your knowledge. And there's also allegations that a lot of smart devices, like smart TVs, send back information on what you're watching to their host companies or other companies.
Oh, interesting. So they, and then in the meanwhile, all these companies are sharing the information and building ever more of a profile about you as an individual.
Yes, that's true. And in fact, on the internet, probably Facebook knows a lot more about you more than whatever you know about yourself. Because every day we go to Facebook to post our pictures, post our social interactions. And not only that, we also go to different web pages which has Facebook login enabled. So even if you do not go to Facebook, you might have been, you might have visited a web page that uses Facebook for comments and other stuff. So that way, Facebook has built up a huge collection of information about you. Now, that information, when fed to an artificial intelligence and machine learning algorithm, can actually predict what you're going to do or what you're going to like or what you're trying to search for. For example, it doesn't only have to be your activities in the digital world. Sometimes places you have been to, you can be served ads based on that. And also people who are next to you, if Facebook can figure out that two people who are friends with each other are at a particular location, then that might give you, them a lot of information about what these people are doing there.
Oh, my.
And then also pictures. We tag a lot of people on photos in Facebook. That gives also Facebook information about their faces. So Facebook actually has a complete model of every person. Because sometimes my friends would post a picture without tagging me, but then Facebook would tell me that, hey, your friend has posted a picture that might be you in the picture. Which means Facebook actually knows how I look like and so on.
So our phones, our smart TVs, and these also
smart watches.
I was just going to say the home assistant things.
And that's another big issue. Actually, these home assistants like Alexa or Siri or Google Home, they are supposed to trigger when you say the keyword. But the problem is that sometimes they keep listening behind the scenes and also unless you turn the privacy off, they will actually use this information to improve their service. I mean, Amazon claims that they use these recordings to improve their services. But just a few months ago, Amazon was caught sending this information to third-party contractors for transcriptions and so on.
Of course they were.
So if you have a smart device or a home assistant around you, you cannot really know what they're doing in the background.
Got it. So for those listeners who are just joining us right now, we are speaking with Dr. Raghib Hassan, who is Associate Professor of Computer Science at the University of Alabama, regarding security and how our devices are spying on us. Dr. Hassan, this is all sounding very worrisome, but I'm wondering what suggestions you have for people can take to at least limit how much of this information is getting out there, or to reduce its impact on their lives?
Well, first of all, you have to be aware of the fact that these phones you are carrying, they have eyes and ears, and they can gather a lot of information about you. So if you are worried about a secret or a sensitive conversation, it's better not to talk about anything in front of a cell phone. Maybe you can walk into another room, or you can uninstall suspicious apps from your phone. So that's the first line of defense. But even before that, users should be careful about what they install on their phones and what kind of permissions they give to these applications. Whenever you install an app on your phone, the app will ask for permissions to access different devices and sensors, such as microphone or Bluetooth and so on. So users should be aware of what permissions they're giving to an app. Don't just click yes to every request the app makes. If an app does not have any legitimate need for accessing, say, the Bluetooth or your GPS location, then don't give that permission. And if you have already installed a lot of apps, one way is to go to the settings to see what permissions were granted to different apps. If something looks like out of place, then you can disable that permission.
All right. And are there any of the operating systems that are more at risk or have lesser risk than others?
Actually, all of them have this kind of listening or tracking, because it's more in the apps.
Okay.
So it's not really dependent on the operating system or platform.
All right. Do you carry a cell phone?
I do, because these days it's impossible to do anything without a cell phone. But what I do is that I disable services that I don't need. So if I don't need GPS, if I'm not using a map, for example, I turn off the GPS service. And then if I don't need Bluetooth, I turn off Bluetooth, because I can actually be tracked by big box retailers while I'm carrying my phone, because a lot of them have installed things called Bluetooth beacons. And that can be used to track my location while I'm shopping in a Walmart or other place.
Got it. What else?
And then on social media, when I post pictures, I make sure that I remove all the location information, because these days, if you take a picture with a cell phone, your location of the picture is actually automatically embedded into the picture. So the next time you upload that photo on Facebook, that metadata information, your location information, will get uploaded to Facebook, and Facebook will know where you have been and where you took this picture. So I usually scrub that information from the photos before I upload them to social media.
Huh. Good advice there. Yeah.
And there was actually a scary story I read a couple of days ago. In Japan, a stalker was caught who was stalking a social media celebrity. And the stalker was looking at the pictures this lady was posting on Instagram. And he zoomed in on her eyes. And based on the reflection of the surroundings on her eyeballs, the stalker could figure out which train station she went to and which apartment complex she lived at. So you can imagine what kind of information is leaked these days through our social media interactions.
Wow. Going to start wearing dark glasses 24/7.
Well, you don't have to be like that. But one remedy is that whenever we post pictures on social media, we shouldn't post too much high-res pictures, or make sure a lot of things are not inadvertently posted or leaked there.
Sure. Sure. Anything else you'd like our listeners to know about this?
One thing is that many of the apps don't actually have to listen to your voice through the microphone. For example, there are allegations about Facebook listening to you, but sometimes it doesn't even have to listen, because it already knows a lot about you. And also, it can gather data from other sensors as well, like Bluetooth or GPS, or the photos you post. So already these devices have a lot of information about you. So one thing people should be careful about is not to post too much information on social media or don't give out your secrets in social media, because a lot of these companies' business models are actually based on your data. They're monetizing and selling your data, and that's why they give it to you for free.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, as Mark Zuckerberg famously responded to a congressman when asked about his business model, and he said, "Sir, we sell advertising."
Yes, Google and Facebook are the biggest ad firms in the world.
Wow, amazing. We have had the pleasure of the company of Dr. Raghib Hassan from the University of Alabama talking to us about security of our information on our devices. This has been a very enlightening discussion. Thank you so much for making the time to share with us today.
Thank you for having me.